Let me get this straight, the judge was saying. You want $250,000 or you'll do what?
Mr. Bozu glanced at the boy next to him. Interestingly enough, he couldn't bring himself to say the words with the boy sitting right there.
I think we both know what, Mr. Bozu said primly.
He peered out the window, scowling at the townhouse. Place looked dark, deserted. For the first time, Mr. Bozu began to wonder about things.
I don't care. What? You heard me. The boy was a problem I was going to have to take care of sooner or later. In a curious sort of way, you've now done me a favor, and I thank you. I don't want your gratitude,
Mr. Bozu said with a scowl.
I want your money. I'm calling the police,
Judge Gagnon announced silkily.
I'm telling them you, a convicted sex offender, kidnapped my grandson. Then I'm bringing every FBI agent, state police trooper, and pissant local sheriff down on your ass. I'd start running, Mr. Bozu. You don't have much time left.
The phone clicked off. Mr. Bozu sat there, stunned. What the hell? The man would even sell out his own grandson? Mr. Bozu got out of the car. He forgot about Nathan, sitting in the front seat. He forgot about the bloodstains on his shirt. He reached the front door of the townhouse and banged hard. Nothing. He rang the doorbell. Then, in a fit of temper, he banged and kicked on the solid oak door with all his might. The house was empty, abandoned, deserted, as in rats were always the first to abandon ship. Mr. Bozu was breathing hard. His forearm throbbed from the earlier cut. He was also starting to feel nauseous, a junkie coming down hard from a fix. He took a few seconds and thought long and hard about things. So the judge was taking care of the judge. To hell with paying Mr. Bozu and to hell with saving his grandson. That was it. Mr. Bozu was officially pissed off. He didn't even care about the money anymore. Now it was the principle of the thing. Nobody crossed Mr. Bozu. Nobody! Mr. Bozu returned to Robinson's car. The boy sat in the passenger seat, tickling Trickster's ears.
Say, does your grandfather have a second home?
Mr. Bozu asked casually. The boy shrugged, played with the dog.
Any place he likes to go in particular, you know, his own special place?
Another shrug. Mr. Bozu grew impatient.
Nathan,
he said sternly.
I'm supposed to be returning you to your grandfather. Don't you want to see your grandfather?
Okay.
Then where the hell is he?
The boy looked up at him. He said promptly,
At the Hotel LaRue.
Mr. Bozu smiled. He put the car in gear.
Nathan, he said seriously, when the time comes, I'll make sure you never feel a thing.